Good evening. This is the 8 p.m. update on Hurricane Irene. Irene is now centered just offshore from southeastern Virginia. We're looking at a map that shows where it's raining, with the brightest color showing where the heaviest rain is occurring. The center is forecast to move up along the coast during the night tonight and during the day tomorrow, making its final landfall in southern New England tomorrow during the afternoon. As you can see from this map, there's a lot of rain occurring already up through the northeast. Most of the heavy rain is located to the west of the center of the storm, and rainfall totals of 6 to 12 inches, locally 20 inches, will occur as the storm moves up the coast. So also strong winds coming ashore towards the center, and these winds are going to drive a storm surge along the coast to as much as 4 to 8 feet locally in some locations. The storm surge will be occurring in some sites at the astronomical high tide, which will make the flooding even worse. The concerns are mostly for the Norfolk area. And in fact, the southern Chesapeake is experiencing near record rises of water at this stage. We also have concerns along the Delmarva Peninsula, Delaware Bay, the coast of New Jersey, New York Harbor, and Long Island Sound. Currently, the hurricane has maximum winds near 80 miles per hour. A slow weakening is expected over the next 12 to 24 hours before a more rapid weakening occurs over land. So we do expect there to be hurricane or near hurricane conditions along the East Coast from southeast Virginia all the way up to southern New England. At the National Hurricane Center, I'm Ed Rappaport.